Hallelujah. Thank you, Kim, for that message. Very blessed message. Praise God. Well, I'd just like to give a short testimony of which I pray will encourage every one of us and also give glory to God. Last week, as some of you may know, some may not, that Jean, Keith and myself went down to Worthing to see Sister Val. I've been led of the Lord, I believe now, for some time to encourage Val in the word and fellowship we've been having down there. And the week before last, I felt the Lord was saying that we should go down and have the weekend down there and meet the saints at King's Church in Arundel, where Sister Val fellowships. And because of that, we were then looking for somewhere to stay. And we hunted the internet. Val helped us as well to try and see if we could find somewhere to stay. But they had events on around that area of Worthing, Littlehampton, Brighton, Arundel. And all the hotels, bed and breakfasts were full up. We couldn't find anywhere to stay. So in my thought at the end, I said to Keith and Jean that we will go down and see Sister Val on Saturday and have a time together and fellowship. And then I'll drive down again on the Sunday to go and meet the saints at the church. And again, that's, you know, it's me getting my head into things, trying to organize things. And in a way, not really seeking the Lord as to what he wanted us to do and where we were to stay. So anyhow, I set off from here on the Friday to go down to Woking. And on the way down, I got a phone call from Jean to say that Keith had logged on the internet that morning and had found a property in Worthing. And anyway, I said, oh, praise the Lord, contact them, and whatever has to be done, I'll sort it when I get down to Woking. And in the process, the Lord, while I was traveling down to Woking, I was talking to the Lord about this and said about his provision. And the Lord said that, you know, I supply what you need when you need it. You didn't need that house on Thursday. You didn't need that house on Wednesday. You didn't need that house on Tuesday and so on. You needed it today. So you could go down today and stay and then have the weekend down there. And it just so spoke to me how, well, for myself anyway, how a need to just get myself out of the way of these things and allow God to be God, because he is faithful. I know in my heart that that is what the Lord wants for the time being, for us to go and fellowship with Sister Val. And possibly, this is only a possibility, we don't know where that will lead to. But we pray that the Lord will lead us to be able to, you know, take our message to the church there in Arundel. But whether that will come to that, we don't know. That's something that we got to wait upon the Lord for. But it just so spoke to me that how we need to just be still and listen and wait on God, and God will supply our need that we want for that day. No good worrying about the day before, because these things we didn't need before the Friday, God supplied on the Friday. And I thought that was just such a blessing that God provided us with more than what we actually wanted, because that was such a wonderful little cottage, beautiful lounge, kitchen, conservatory, everything we needed and more. God gave us a mighty blessing. But I just wanted to share that, you know, God will supply our every need that we want at the point we need it, not before, not after, but at the point we need it. So I just pray that that is a blessing and encouragement to everyone to not concern ourselves with the things that we don't need today or whatever, but God will supply all that we need today. He will supply again tomorrow. He will supply again on Tuesday, because we serve a now God, a God of today. And praise God, I just hope that encouraged you all, you know, in the fact that God will do as he has promised in his word, and that he is faithful. Praise the Lord, and I give him all the glory for it.
To follow on from that, when we arrived at the cottage, the gentleman that owned it was a very nice man, and he actually said to us he couldn't believe the way things had happened Friday morning, because the cottage had been booked and it only came up on the internet about 5 minutes before Keith found it vacant. And within 10 minutes of it being released within the booking company, he got a message to say that we'd booked it. It was that close. It was literally 10 minutes. And all that happened about just after 11 o'clock. And Keith and I both had to be at a meeting where we live by 11:30. So, I mean, everything just happened absolutely at the last minute. And it was such an amazing blessing.
Amen.
Such an amazing blessing.
Hallelujah.
Can't thank God enough.